Interest rates are key for all of us in real estate. That's what's making these deals work. When the cap rates compress like they have, you're seeing fours and fives. You're lucky to find the six anymore. What's making that work is interest only, 3.75% to 4%. So you really got to watch those interest rates, and you really got to be ready and be careful and be nimble to adjust. The price you pay for an asset's permanent. The debt is temporary. The financing's temporary. So you can restructure, you can reorganize, and you can rearrange the financing. But whatever you pay for that asset, you're stuck with that. You ain't getting out of it. So that goes both ways, right? It can be good on the bottom. It can be bad on the top. So what I tell everybody is the most important thing to know is the top. Everybody says you make your money when you buy. Yeah, that's great. But if you don't get out at the right time, you haven't made any money. You really need to be careful. You need to make sure that you're really thoroughly understanding the properties that you're looking at and underwriting, breaking the metrics down at the door level and paying attention to insurance. Insurance costs are up and they're catching a lot of people off guard. Taxes are readjusting when you purchase an asset. That catches people off guard. Utilities. So utilities companies in different areas are pushing for rate increases because they haven't had them in a number of years. And the winters and all the storms that we've had, their costs have gone up, and fuel costs. So just as you're underwriting deals, just watch those metrics. But right now, I feel like we're at the top. Cap rates are about as low as they've ever been. Interest rates are very low. So it's all relative. When we were buying 7 and 8 caps, interest rates were 5 and 6. To a degree, it's all relative, right? So you just got to figure out what lane you're going to stay in, what your strategy is. Are you a fee-based asset manager, you're in more of a long-term debt reduction, principal buildup play? Is that your business model? Or are you a value add where you have to get out on the back end? You need to understand that that reversion cap rate needs to be higher than your going in cap rate. So you got to take that into account. Is there room there? So you just got to figure out your business model, figure out your business plan, stay disciplined and stick with it, and watch those interest rates.